When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Clock Hour here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Sean Treif alongside RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt.
Got you down.
Cowboys Falcons Sunday 9 a.m. pregame with Brian Broaddus and Eric Chiafalo. Play-by-play and color with Brad and Babe. Post-game with Broaddus and Zach Wolchuk all on this radio station. Mike McCarthy at 8:40 this morning. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. Before we get to RJ's five things and your official predictions, Bobby has the referee assignment.
Scott Novak will be on the officiating crew on Sunday against the Falcons. So some of the notes about Novak's crew that might be relevant to the Cowboys. Home teams have won at a higher rate with Scott Novak's crew than any other officiating crew this season. There's only been one road victory this season in Scott Novak games. So that doesn't bode well for the Cowboys as they go into Atlanta. Novak calls two penalties at the highest rate in the NFL. And they seem to be really fundamental ones, which is never good for Dallas. Illegal shift. Calls the most illegal shifts in the NFL, so...
Oh, we don't shift.
Yeah, that's true.
No problem. No issue there.
But maybe they're a little antsy, and they happen to move, and it's going to get you right there. And then illegal block in the back. So if you see an illegal block in the back, which I was surprised to find when I was looking at it, that is not getting called much this season, illegal block in the back at all.
You know what else I haven't seen called when you and I were on the same team on this?
What was it? It's the hip drop. I don't know that I've seen one of those. They fined people for it. After the game, but I haven't seen penalty flags being thrown for it yet.
Joe Mixon, the only one I've seen be really outspoken with it.
Yeah, Joe Mixon was furious about it, which is a little ironic that Joe Mixon's worried about a violent play and complaining about enforcement of it.
I know what you're talking about.
Assault joke.
Yeah. It's not even a joke. It's just very direct. You can go look up the security cam footage at Oklahoma. He's called the fewest offensive holding penalties of any crew in the NFL.
That's great.
So that might give you a big benefit with Tyler Guyton still learning how to use his hands a little bit. This is not a front you're going to need to hold necessarily. They don't get a lot of pass rush. But... holding calls may not be very frequent in this one. So Scott Novak's crew, not one that typically enforces those. Look more for the things like illegal blocks in the back, maybe some pass interference stuff. That's the stuff that he'll call.
Choppy, what do you want to see?
All right, five things. Number one, I want to get in Kirk Cousins' face. Oh. I want somebody, they say in the face after they're done with that. That's how much it needs to happen. He could pick you apart. If the defense isn't in his face, doesn't move tremendously, he's a few weeks removed from looking like that injured Achilles was not ready. It seems like it is, but get in his face. Number two, don't let Kyle Pitts find space. He's a receiver at tight end, and he has come on of late. Last four games, he had a goose egg five games ago. Last four games, 314 yards on 21 catches and a couple of touchdowns, or tutties, as the kids call it. Ugh. He has been a problem.
Had just eight catches in his first four games, 21 receptions in the last four, two touchdowns recently against Tampa Bay.
Vernon Davis, that's who he is. Vernon Davis was...
He might be more athletic.
Vernon Davis was supposed to be the freak of like, oh my gosh, pick him four, and then he did nothing for until like year four. It was right around now that Vernon Davis started to click.
Number three, worry more about Bijan the runner than the pass catcher. Last four games, his lowest yards per carry is 4.8 in any of those games. Meanwhile, two of the last four, he's got 16 or fewer yards receiving. He's a much bigger threat running the ball. Focus on that.
Ninth in the NFL in rushing yards. Two of his top three performances have occurred in the last 3 weeks. Had 103 in Seattle. Stealing some of these notes from Nick Eatman.
All right, now last week we talked about this, but yeah, I'm going out. I don't care here. Keep forcing it to CD. Keep forcing it. They don't have anybody else. Nobody's ever said you're throwing too much to Justin Jefferson. As long as you're not forcing it, where it's like all these tight window throws, like that little chart that you sent us.
Like they are doing?
That they are doing.
I mean, everybody's covered, so might as well. You're gonna have to, any throw you try is going to be forced.
If you're going to force it to somebody, he's the guy to force it to. Find a way to get the ball in his hands over anyone else. And then number five, do something about the early half, the start of the halves. First half, second half. Of the 14 halves that have happened, the Dallas Cowboys defensively, the opposing team has scored on 13 of the 14 first possessions to either start the game or out of the second half. That's got to change.
I have a couple of strong suggestions to look out for in this game. Couple of tidbits that I want all the credit for if it happens on Sunday. If it doesn't happen,
forget it.
Forget it. I think the Cowboys are going to play up-tempo a ton. Like, not just a spurt here and there. I think they're going to go up-tempo a lot to try to get the offense kick-started. And my weird random prediction for the year, a special teams player will somehow be involved a little bit offensively. I'm thinking maybe like a C.J. Goodwin. So a C.J. Goodwin offensive appearance somehow, some way on Sunday, and a lot of up-tempo with the offense for Mike McCarthy's unit. Coach will join us at 8:40. What do you think about those suggestions? And have we ever seen C.J. Goodwin with the ball in his hands a lot? You said that the Turpin patented fake is to C.J., but what about him with the football?
Yeah, so he had the punt return in 2020 against San Francisco where they did the like turn around and lateral it pass across the field where then he was able to run with open field. But no, I don't know that I've ever seen him
get college numbers. Did he play?
He was at California, but not California like Cal. Yep. California, Pennsylsylvania.
California University of Pennsylvania. Yes. Well done.
So C.J. Goodwin is, I mean, he's been their special teams ace for forever. But yeah, I mean, if that's right, you're going to get credit for that call. The tempo thing makes a lot of sense. C.D. talked about that after the game last week, that he seems frustrated by that it's like when we get into tempo, we seem to have success. We need to do this earlier.
I heard him mention it again yesterday, too. So I think they're going to go no huddle a lot.
But it was a press conference, so we ignore this.
Prediction time.
Real quick, do you know who the most famous alumni from California University of Pennsylvania is?
I do not.
It is
Shaka Shane Smart. Gillis.
Oh. Huh?
Shaka Smart.
Shaka Smart. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on DFW Sports Station. Prediction time. Peyton, you're in charge of seeing whether we're going 60-40 with a Tolo, 70-30. The over-under, just so you know, is 51.5. Right now, the Falcons are favored by 3.5. It was 3 earlier in the week. RJ Choppy, start us off.
Hey, the Cowboys win this one.
Whoa!
They are apparently they win on the road and they lose at home. So, go figure.
Except last week.
That's different. That's different.
That's different.
It's San Francisco. They
You're here to help me, Bobby. Yeah. I'm glad you're here to keep track.
That's San Francisco. They were never going to win that game anyway. They could have played that game on the moon and they wouldn't have won. I don't buy the Atlanta home crowd. It's not a great home crowd. There'll be plenty of Cowboy fans in there. I just think they win this one 23-18.
23-18.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
23-18. Would that be a scoregami? Something like that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
And are you betting this? You feel confident enough to bet it?
I don't feel confident enough to bet it.
Okay.
Bob? I've seen this team play too many games.
You've already given things away by saying they will not win a game until Thanksgiving. How ugly will this get?
I don't know how they're going to. Atlanta's got so many different weapons. I don't know how Dallas is going to consistently stop them from scoring on just about every drive. Doesn't necessarily mean it's touchdowns, but I think there'll be very little punting from Atlanta. I do think Dallas will be able to do some things on offense. I think that they're going to be able to stand back there and Dak will have more time to, you know, let plays develop and push the ball downfield. But ultimately, I still think that this is a Atlanta victory. So I'm going 38-24 Falcons.
38-24. Pepe, you and the Tolo picks.
I think right now on the Franco injury attorney Fantex, it's about 60-40, 65-35, I think, Falcons. You're having a lot of late Cowboys come in. 817-214 says Falcons win 36-21, Falcons 31-21, and a couple Cowboys 28-24. So some close Cowboys victories. I have Falcons winning 30-23. I just think, I mean, look, it's a noon game. Micah says, hey, noon game. We don't show up for those. You know, we're burnt out. It's too early for us. So I think the run game for, you know, Bijan Robinson's going to go off as well. He's on my fantasy team, so I hope he does well. But yeah, Falcons win this one by 7.
But the noon game with falling back, they get the extra hour sleep. It's a 1 p.m. game.
Yeah.
I really like Atlanta with the points here. Falcons win by 10 at least. 31-20 Atlanta. No way Dallas is going to be able to keep up with all these weapons. If they do win, it'll be a Kirk Cousins. There's Kirk. A Kirk Cousins.
That's a noon game. He won't do that.
Kirk. Well, the primetime thing is an old tired thing.
That's an old tired thing as
well.
That's
expired now. 31-20 Falcons over the Cowboys. And it could get uglier. I kind of, you know, I could see Bobby's score happening much more than the other way. So there it is. And the total is about 65% are picking the ATL. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up with your picks on the Franco LaFranco Injury Attorney text line.
By the way, since Kirk Cousins got to Minnesota, so he left Washington in that time, his passer rating is higher in primetime games than noon games.
Old narrative.
Yep. It is.
Done and over with. All right. So the pregame is going to start at 9 o'clock on this radio station. Some latest odds from Bet Online. Defensive Player of the Year, TJ Watt is leading the way. Then Will Anderson and Chris Jones and Dexter Lawrence, who I found out yesterday Bill Belichick is absolutely in love with. Coach of the Year favorite.
Coach of the Year favorite, Kevin O'Connell.
No, he is 6.
That's ridiculous.
Whoa.
He's tied for 5th.
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn 2-1. Andy Reid's 5-1.
I mean, it's a miracle what he's done with that quarterback. So
I'll go back and check.
Yeah, it's not surprising. They're 7-0.
Sean, MCDC, Motor City Dan Campbell, is he up there?
He's tied with Kevin O'Connell at 8-1.
I mean, honestly, they should just give it to Mike Tomlin every year.
Sean Payton's 3rd at 6-1, and then Tomlin. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Jaden Daniels by a mile, minus 400, then Caleb at plus 750. Rookie Defensive Player of the Year,
Jared Verse.
Good job, Bobby, minus 160. Offensive Player of the Year,
Derrick Henry.
Yes, and then Saquon Barkley and Justin Jefferson. Ooh. Catch the KMC Masterpiece today, Buffalo Wild Wings in Grapevine. The guys will be out there with Jerry Jones at 10:30.
Well, interviewing Jerry. Jerry won't be there.
No, but. Jerry won't
Jerry's
be there.
Ever been inside a Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yes. Jerry eats the...
He's like, inside a 7-Eleven buying some
that's
wine.
That's true.
Yeah, he absolutely would.
RJ Choppy fixes the NBA. And what was that? Mavericks against the armpit. All that, then Mike McCarthy after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.